From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies on the law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, and the founder of the Let the Bible Speak ministry. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of Charles Spurgeon, found in his collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. I will strengthen thee. God has a strong reserve with which to discharge this engagement, for He is able to do all things. Believer, till thou canst drain dry the ocean of omnipotence, till thou canst break into pieces the towering mountains of almighty strength, thou never needest to fear. Think not that the strength of man shall ever be able to overcome the power of God. Whilst the earth's huge pillars stand, thou hast enough reason to abide firm in thy faith. The same God who directs the earth in its orbit, who feeds the burning furnace of the sun and trims the lamps of heaven, has promised to supply thee with daily strength. While He is able to uphold the universe, dream not that He will prove unable to fulfill His own promises. Remember what He did in the days of old, in the former generations. Remember how He spake, and it was done, how He commanded, and it stood fast. Shall He that created the world grow weary? He hangeth the world upon nothing. Shall He who does this be unable to support His children? Shall He be unfaithful to His word for want of power? Who is it that restrains the tempest? Doth not He ride upon the wings of the wind, and make His clouds chariots, and hold the ocean in the hollow of His hand? How can He fail thee? When He has put such a faithful promise as this on record, wilt thou for a moment indulge the thought that He has outpromised Himself, and gone beyond His power to fulfill? Ah, no! Thou canst doubt no longer. O thou who art my God and my strength, I can believe that this promise shall be fulfilled, for the boundless reservoir of thy grace can never be exhausted, and the overflowing storehouse of thy strength can never be emptied by thy friends or rifled by thine enemies. Now let the feeble all be strong, and make Jehovah's arm their song. If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubts, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it. In the midst of this season of celebration with all its attendant activities, may you know the reality of God's unspeakable gift, His blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his treatment of the Ten Commandments in individual messages, bringing the final portion of a message on the Ninth Commandment, Thou shalt not bear false witness. God has given this commandment for the purpose of preserving and promoting truth. At the outset of the message, Dr. Cairns emphasized the legal setting implicit in the term witness. In a court setting, witnesses are sworn to tell the truth. So, in every area of life, men, as God's creatures, are commanded to be truthful, whether in relation to each other generally or in the context of the church. The commandment forbids lying about or to God, a condemnation of false teachers, as well as of insincere vows. At the bottom of this commandment is the fact that truth is real. It is not some abstraction that depends on man's interpretations or desires. As Christians, we are to love the truth and to teach it. Now, to conclude this message on the Ninth Commandment, here is Dr. Cairns.
What about the vows that people have taken solemnly before God? And they are right and just and biblical vows. But they've just been forgotten or neglected. What are they? Ecclesiastes 5, verse 2 says, Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few. And verses 4 and 5 go on to say, When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldst not vow than that thou shouldst vow and not pay. The psalmist said in Psalm 116, verse 14, I will pay my vows now unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. This is very especially true of one particular class of people. It's obvious that Christians should pay their vows. But there are unsaved people who have got into trouble, or perhaps they've been very sick, or whatever, and they have made a promise to God, and then they go back on their word. That's a very, very, very dangerous thing to do. I remember reminding a man of this, and he didn't like it very well at all. I reminded him of this. I stood by your bedside when no doctor in the country would give 2 pence for your life. And you vowed to God, if God would heal you, you would serve him. And God raised you from that bed and answered a prayer. And today you still have not fulfilled your vow. Mr. Moody tells the story of a young man in his meetings in exactly that position. He couldn't serve Christ where he worked. He was always putting it off. Moody would plead with him, but he wouldn't budge, he wouldn't come. Yet one night the preacher got a call to go to his home. According to his physicians, he was dying. Again, pleaded with him to be saved, and the young man could not come. But he said, if God will raise me from this sick bed, then I will receive Christ and I will serve him. How foolish people are to try to make bargains with God even on their deathbed. But God in his mercy raised him. But he still didn't come to Christ. Preacher pleaded with him. And he still didn't come to Christ. Some months later, Mr. Moody got another call. Late in the night, he went to that same home, up to that same room, and bent over that same bed. This time, it was the death angel. There was not a word, not a hope, not a ray of light. That young man went out into God's eternity. The only thing he could say, and they heard it whispered to the end, harvest is past. Summer is ended. I am not saved. The Lord Jesus in Matthew 21 warns about lying to God. In the parable of the man who had 2 sons, and he said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. One said, No, I will not, but he repented. There's the picture of the sinner. The harlot, as the Lord Jesus talks about it, the harlot and the publican who rebelled against God but repented and went. But the other said, I go. But he went not. He went not. I fear that in our congregation and in our families, We raise young people who hear the gospel week after week and year after year, and when the Lord comes to them and touches them about their soul's need, they say, yes, I will be saved. I'm going to come. I am tempted to come. I promise God I'll come. But year goes after year, and they don't come. Perhaps that's where you stand tonight. God indicts you a terrible lie. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to come to Christ. This commandment condemns this widespread sin of untruthfulness. Can I say that it establishes that truth is real? It's not an abstraction. It's not relative. It's absolute. Yet the absoluteness of truth is not found in man. It's not found even in mere facts. It's found in God. 5 times the Bible speaks of the God of truth. Or should I say 4 times, the God of truth. 5 times it speaks of the true God. It speaks of the truth of God. And Jesus said, I am the truth. The more you know of God, the more you know of truth. The only way to know God is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way to know the Lord Jesus Christ is in the word of the truth of the gospel. For the Lord Jesus came into the world to reveal God, to manifest God's name. And here he says, thy word is truth. This word of truth that reveals God in Christ. It's real. And here's the answer for people in whom this sin of lying lies deep. Falsehood and deceit and lies, they are all so deep in the nature of man that they are second nature. Indeed, you'd say they are first nature. Why? Because the devil is the father of lies. Sinners by nature are of their father, the devil. What is the hope then? It's not in reformation. It's not in religion. It's in the revelation of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. The truth sets you free. That's what sets you free from the lie of the devil. That's what sets you free from your own lying disposition. That's what straightens you out and brings you into the deliverance of grace. It is the truth of God. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Peter calls this the true grace of God. I would trust tonight that everyone in this meeting will know what it is of the testimony of the Thessalonians. They received the word of God as it was in very truth, the word of God and not the word of man. They turned from idols to serve the living and true God. And I trust that that will be your experience tonight. That's real salvation. That's the great thing about God's salvation. It's real. It's not all smoke and mirrors. You go and join a church. You get baptized a Roman Catholic. You become a Greek Orthodox. You get yourself into some other religion. And they may, in one way or another, work upon your psychological state to make you feel better for a little while. But it ultimately will only be smoke and mirrors and you'll be lost at the end. The gospel is not like that. The gospel is real. The gospel is true. The gospel is authentic. I trust tonight you'll come to know the saving grace of God in truth. And when you do, then you will find out that those who know the truth must walk in its light. Our text says, thou shalt not bear false witness. Why? Because when you know God, God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. What does it mean to walk in the light? Galatians 2:14, it means walking according to the gospel. That's walking in the light. Every person who has come to know the deliverance, the redemption, and the true grace of God in Jesus Christ must walk in truth. And I would covet for me, and I would covet for every professing Christian here, Hezekiah's testimony. Remember, Hezekiah was on what he thought was his deathbed, and he could honestly say this to God in Isaiah 38, verse 3, I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect or complete heart. And I have done that which is good in thy sight. Now you say you're saved. Let me ask you tonight, if you were to lie in your deathbed this night, could you honestly lift your eyes to God and say, Lord, I have walked before you in truth? God, give us that testimony. John the Apostle speaks for his master when he says in 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That's what God wants from those who are saved. Now let me sum it up. The Lord puts His hand upon the lie. Perhaps He's convicted you of that tonight. Perhaps you feel the guilt of that tonight. But He puts His hand in that in conviction in order to bring you to the true grace of God in Christ. And when you know the true grace of God in Christ, then He wants you to walk with a perfect heart in truth before Him. This is our text. This is its message. In the light of it then, make sure of these things. Let us receive the truth. Let us rejoice in the truth. Let us preach the truth. Let us live by the truth. Let us speak the truth one with another. Let us defend the truth, as Paul says, having your loins girt about with truth, to stand for Christ. And then, and only then, will we know what it is really to live for the glory of God. Then and only then will we be able to pray with the psalmist, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. May God teach us truth in the knowledge of Him who said, I am the truth.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening, and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.